This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top Republicans in Congress are expected to meet Monday with President Donald Trump on the next COVID-19 aid package. The Trump administration is stiffening its opposition to more money for testing and interjecting other priorities, and that could complicate quick passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already passed a sweeping $3 trillion measure from Democrats in the House. Congress is returning to session this week as the coronavirus crisis many had hoped would have improved by now has only worsened, and just as earlier federal emergency relief is expiring. President Trump insisted again on Sunday that the virus would disappear, but the president's view did not at all match projections from leading health professionals straining to halt the U.S.'s alarming caseloads and death toll. Mr. Trump raised alarms on Capitol Hill when he suggested last month at a rally in Oklahoma that he wanted to slow virus testing. Some of Trump's GOP allies wanted new money to help test and track the virus to contain its spread. Senate Democrats were investigating why the Trump administration had not yet spent some of the $25 billion previously allocated for testing in an earlier aid bill. And Mr. Trump said today he is in favor of Americans wearing face masks to help curb the surging coronavirus pandemic, but will not impose a national mandate. He spoke on Fox News Sunday this morning.